Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Let's start out hearing from Judy Carmen in Kansas.
As vegan grandmothers, we are here to midwife the birth of the new compassionate human and bring in the new era of a vegan ahimsa world so that our children and grandchildren and those of all species can thrive and be free.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, freedom, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Vegan Queen V in England, UK. Hold on. Here's an announcement of a vegan event on Thanksgiving Day in Michigan. Quote, you're invited to Friendsgiving Day, faith-based vegan potluck, a loving and cruelty-free time for faith-based vegans to come together in Michigan on Thanksgiving Day, led by Tams Nicholson, executive director of all-creatures.org, November 27th, 2025, Thursday, noon, at St. Mary's Cathedral Parish Hall, Lansing, Michigan. One can call 706-247-1532 or email TAMS, T-I-M-S, TAMS at all-creatures.org. Here's what TAMS writes about this vegan event on Thanksgiving Day. Quote, the goal is to have a sacred place for faith-based ethical vegans. RSVP required. Join us for our first annual faith-based vegan Friendsgiving potluck this Thanksgiving Day at noon in Lansing, Michigan. It will be a warm, welcoming gathering where gratitude, compassion, and delicious, cruelty-free food come together around one shared table of faith-based ethical veganism. We'll celebrate God's love for all creation as we enjoy vegan dishes, share stories, and connect with others who believe that our faith calls us to kindness toward every living being. Kindness, TAMS, end quote.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Erica Tisolis, the live stream host of all-creatures.org. All-Creatures.org was founded in 1998 and is a leading resource for faith-based animal rights veganism. We're led by our executive director, Tams Nicholson. We provide free resources for people seeking to live compassionately towards all creatures. Our extensive library includes vegan sermons and commentaries, animal rights strategies, action alerts, events, and works by various vegan authors. We also sponsor websites for animal rights organizations. Our mission is to unite compassionate individuals worldwide who honor the dignity of all creatures.
This is a recording I'd like to share with our listeners. This is from all-creatures.org. Every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on their YouTube channel, they have interviews. And this one is from November 6th, 2025. Enjoy.
So today I'm very excited and honored to welcome Joe Kidd. Joe runs Tree of Life Veganics, a veganic forest farm on a 7.5 HA near Faversham in Kent. She started farming in 2018 and has been vegan since 2003. Her farm is certified organic with the Soil Association and stock-free organic veganic with the Vegan Organic Network. Her farm is off-grid, no dig, no till, and uses no concrete or single-use plastic. Veganic farming is organic farming, but without the use of any byproducts from animal agriculture and without any synthetic chemicals. So I'm excited to welcome you here, Joe. I've heard a lot about you from our mutual friend, Krishna Gandhi.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here and lovely to meet you, Margita. Thank you. I'm in Selling, a place called Selling near Faversham in Kent in the UK, in England. So kind of not far from Canterbury. Most people know about Canterbury in the southeast. And I finally went completely vegan in 2003. Once you do it, as you know, everyone knows, once you do it, you think, why didn't I do it sooner? But I've done it now and there's no going back and there's no one seeing what you see. So you have to really be open and open your heart and just, you know, once you do it, that's the thing, isn't it? You know that you feel, now I'm living in the way I should be living. I'm living in the way that fits with my values and my beliefs in, you know, no harm and no violence and love for all creatures and compassion. And now I'm doing that. We feel it. We feel it, don't we? We feel it as vegans. We feel it strongly. And the suffering that we see and we know, you know, and I think we know that's happening. But we have to also look after ourselves. I've learned that as well, I think. I'm still working on that very much so. And we have to, because we're the ones who are going to make, you know, change the world for the better. So we have to look after ourselves and each other.
I'd like to talk about now Tree of Life Veganics. What is veganic farming exactly?
So it's there's different ways of saying it. Veganic, vegan organic, or stock-free organic. So the standard in veganic farming is actually called stock-free. I don't particularly like that word because I don't like to look at other animals as stock. But I think it's come from the fact that it's trying to encourage other farmers who are animal farmers or who are conventional, aka chemical farmers, to think about moving towards veganic. And a lot of animal farmers are actually, particularly dairy. I think they're probably the most likely to change because they know exactly what horrible things are happening. So but anyway, veganic is, yeah, vegan organic. So I'm certified organic, you know, that's the standard. And in Britain there's various bodies, but I'm certified with the Soil Association, but I'm also certified vegan organic with the Vegan Organic Network. Big shout out to them. Do amazing work here in Britain but also all over the world, so check out the Vegan Organic Network. And they certify this standard, and it basically is organic farming, but it's also without the use of any animal byproducts, animal products. So obviously no farmed animals, no enslaved animals, no exploited animals. There's plenty of animals in the system, wild animals. So, you know, self-determined animals who help and are here because they choose to be. So without the use of any animal byproducts, so farmed animals, but also slaughterhouse and factory farm byproducts, which is what is used a lot of the time in commercial organic farming. So manure, you know, which will come from obviously the places where there's most of it, slaughterhouses and factory farms. you know, chicken manure is spread around here a lot in certain times of the year. So it's things like that. It's things like bone meal and blood meal and fish meal and feather meal, all the things that come from those places that humans and companion animals probably won't eat or aren't used for other things. We know we don't use any of those things. We also don't use any chemicals. So certain chemicals that are still allowed in organic farming, synthetic chemicals. So we don't use any of those. So it's a natural way to farm. It's very much looking at replicating what nature, you know, copying and observing nature. A lot of organic farmers will grow annual crops. So, you know, they'll still till, they might plow as well, but they'll definitely till the soil, minimum till, and they'll rotate crops. So that's one way of doing things. But the way I'm doing it is using perennial crops. So agroforestry, and what I'm doing is forest farming. So that's really agroforestry, growing trees and other crops together in the same space. But the way I'm doing it is focusing very much on the tree crops and other perennials. So plants, you know, for the non-gardeners, they're plants that you don't need to keep planting again. You don't dig them up and eat them or use them and then plant each year. You might cut them, you know, and you just keep coming back. Or they might, like trees, you know, they might have fruits, currants and berries and bushes and other perennial veg. Veganic is that. It's without exploiting animals at all. Vegan or veganic permaculture, really. So we're using a lot of wood chip, for example. When we weed, we don't really like the word weed, but when we pull up, you know, maybe grass that's growing around the trees too closely, then as long as it's not seedy, you know, we place it back around those trees. So we're kind of building compost in situ, if you like. And we're planting companion plants, so very much permaculture approach, you know, gills of plants that help each other. There's a synergy there between them. We're planting trees and other plants around those trees, so that there's a synergy between the tree and the other plant, you know, protects from soil erosion and protects from wind and from runoff. And, you know, there's more transpiration, so there's more moisture for the other plants from those trees. So, yeah, all sorts of different ways that, you know, we can regenerate the soil. But I heard something the other day, actually, or a couple of weeks ago, about glyphosate, you know, that dirty word, glyphosate, which is just so, you know, it's just so toxic. But I was hearing that apparently one application of glyphosate, which is a herbicide, so it's a broad spectrum herbicide, so it will kill all the plants to a certain layer, you know, on the top of the soil. We don't know about how far down it goes really, but that's what they say is a top layer. But apparently it kills at least 50% of earthworms in one application. And if you think, you know, farms, I mean, I know certain places industrial farming is even worse, but they're spraying it, you know, at least once a year, if not two or three times a year, with glyphosate and drenching. So, you know, it's just, and we know that if people don't care about the animals and the plants, we know that that's affecting human health. Monsanto were taken to court and lost and had to settle out of court. So for you know, causing cancer. And so, yeah, it's serious. It's serious.
Yeah. And tell us what off-grid.
So we don't have any connection. I don't know if you have the same talk about it in the same way in the States, but we don't have a connection to the national grid. So for electricity, we have solar panels and battery storage, and we have wood fuel for heating, and we harvest rainwater. So all our water, it comes from rain. In some of it's that we use for irrigation. We don't use too much irrigation, but just for things that are in pots. And then what we drink comes from tanks that are collected from the roofs and comes, you know, is stored in tanks under the ground. So, yeah, and we have composting toilets. We're part of the WOOF. I don't know if you've heard WOOF, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms, which is a global and international movement, really. But it's a platform where anyone, you can sign up and any age, any background, experience in farming or not, and come and stay on an organic farm and, you know, learn and help and be part of the family, really, and just get your food and bed and board. So people can come and do that with us. We've had amazing. We've got Zina with us at the moment from Germany, who's staying until the end of December. And yeah, she's great. We've just had so many great people helping and bringing their ideas. And, you know, it's really is a team effort, you know, so the whole farm is a team effort. So many different people are involved in helping, and that's what we want. So people, yeah, people can get involved in that way. You can come over and stay. That'd be great. They can look at our social. I'm just on Instagram and Facebook. So it's just at Tree of Life Veganics. And also education stuff. We do a lot of things with schools and other local groups, or, you know, education workshops and tours and that kind of thing. So also join the Vegan Organic Network, I would say to people, anyone interested, or even if you're growing, there's a map that the Vegan Organic Network has set up to try and connect everyone in the world growing veganically. Even if you're growing a pot plant on your balcony and you're not using any animal products or chemicals, you know, you can join, add yourself to that map. So check that out on the Vegan Organic Network site. With the farm, the most amazing experiences, I think, are when other people come and you can just see something changes in them, you know? And we've had adults and children, but I can just think of some of the children who came from a local school who were maybe struggling a bit with school and didn't really connect with school and didn't, I mean, like, that's quite natural, to be honest with you, but, you know, they just didn't feel happy at school. And they came, this particular group, one girl that one of the teachers said to me, I've not seen her smile at school ever. And she's been smiling since we walked to the farm, basically, and we did some foraging and then we did some things here. And she said she's just been smiling the whole time. And that, just even saying it now, makes me well up. At the time, I was really struggling to hold it, you know, hold it together. But it was just so lovely. And the children just really are happy to connect. I usually do a spiritual thing at the beginning. And if people feel comfortable, you know, take shoes off and we lie down and we just close our eyes and we just really connect with the land, and they just really embrace it. And also, I mean, connections with other animals as well.
That completes the all-creatures.org video channel interview series held every Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, except for Thursday, November 27th, 2025, Thanksgiving Day. And that was their interview with Joe Kidd, and that was a one-hour interview, and what I shared with our listeners was an edited version of that. Now here's Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada, reciting her poem on Vegan Nation.
I wrote this poem as a reaction to being able to be on your radio station, so thank you. It's called Vegan Grandmothers Speak. We are not getting old. We are getting bold as well as wise. To the lies they can no longer hide from our crow-winged eyes or block out with those sonar rings they've used to deafen our sea kin. Our eyes, ears, and hearts are wide open now. We can see, hear, and feel clearly. And where the truth once enters, no denial or spurious debates can ever again penetrate. We refuse to embroider upon your cushions. We're not interested in comfort, but hard, true facts. We will be bold, not do what we're told, or waste our time trying not to look old. Don't even try to tuck us away with your tuts of dismay, for as long as you fail to step up, we won't lie down or even feel the need to rest. No, we will stand and be heard, if need be, right up to our final breath. We grandmothers of all nations, we midwives, were midwives of reconciliation and of the rebirth of a new earth. We will speak of sacred sovereignty, of earthlings left to be, of a free and abundant sea, and love between you and me. So come closer to the fire that burns in us. It is you, not me, who need relief from the cold, from the icy illogic of the lies you've been told. For there is no need to kill. Thou shalt not, was even God's will. No need to buy and sell creation. No need for human domination. Let this credo melt away and share our vision of something kinder. You can hear it in your own heart if you listen, like a gentle reminder. For we humans have only temporarily lost the way, and when we no longer wish to stray, all we need to do is consult our pathfinders. For love is bold. Love is bold, and love never grows old. Thank you, Marlene.
We just heard from Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Tammy Hay has a master's in integrative nutrition, and she is the founder of the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, launching on Mother's Day 2026. She teaches peace as studied by the Essenes. Her heart's longing is for all sentient beings to be happy, healthy, and free. And she is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers.
We can change the world with our own two hands, make it a better place with our own two hands.
That's Tammy Hay singing. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break. Now let's enjoy the song, How Beautiful We Are, by Sally Zito.
When it's time to go, when all the grass and trees and dragonflies are but a storyline, and faded pages of a children's book, they never knew the fantasy was real. But here we are, the last 100 of us standing together. If we'd have only known how beautiful we are. Circle round, get close, grab the hand beside you, and comfort him in his final moments as we see each other for the first time.
Vegan musician Sally Zito, How Beautiful We Are. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're listening to The Calf Song by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. On this Thanksgiving special on Vegan Nation, let's go out with this beautiful song by Vegan Queen V. Beautiful, powerful, free.
Yes, you do. should know your worth. 'Cause it's true, yes, it's true, yes, it's true. Keep those vibrations high. You'll be flying so high in the sky. Just let that soul shine bright. You are beautiful. You are powerful. You are free.
A reflection on maternal bonds, human consumption, and the path of remembering and creative action. She wandered through her memories, baby suckling on her breast, her most tender memory of this life until her grandchildren were born. She knew less then about other baby animals and all the newborns that could never suckle because her children ate cheese and coffee had cream. And oh yes, that constant children's pleas for summer ice cream. She just did not know. Yet once she did, she could not unknow. And the heaviness of carrying this knowing, and the throwing of caution to the wind, of sharing this with her own grown daughter, now feeding her offspring unsuckled death stuff, and the trampling of pearls and the unfurls of knowing anger, the anger of knowing with nowhere to come up for air. Thank you everyone for this beautiful interactive time, and we're all coming up for air in between our knowings, and please submit and be part of this movement.
That was Tammy Hay, founder of the worldwide vegan campaign, International Calf and Cow Mother's Day. Interested folk can visit iccmd.org for the International Calf and Cow Mother's Day, and they're taking submissions for many forms of artwork and inspiration for this vegan campaign. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and much thanks to all the vegan musicians also. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Wishing you a lovely, peaceful day of freedom.